This is Radio Nepal. I'm Archana Gurung with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa says three-level elections a must for constitution implementation. UML Chair KP Sharma Oli welcomes independent candidacy by Rashtriya Janata Party leaders, terming the move as positive. And Qatar casts aside list of demands by Arab states. And now the news in detail. Vehicular movement along Narangarh Mungling Road section has remained obstructed since 9 p.m. Saturday due to the mudslides that occurred at different points on the road section. The district police office Chitwan stated that the mudslides at 4 kilo, 2 kilo, Khahare and Kalikhola of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6 have obstructed the road. Chitwan District Police Superintendent Deepak Thapa said the landslide debris deposited on the road could not be removed since mudslides continued on the night and the work of clearing the debris has been started since 4 a.m. this morning. The debris could not be removed as it continued to rain in the night, triggering more mudslides. The traffic police has issued a public appeal to drivers to use an alternative route as it would take time to open the blocked section of the road. A long queue of vehicles bound to Kathmandu and Pokhara and vice versa has formed due to the road blockage. The road was obstructed for 17 hours on Friday after a landslide near Kalikhola blocked the road. Two policemen were killed and two other police personnel and a van they were travelling in are still missing when the police van was swept away by the landslide. Meanwhile, the Deputy Police Office Chitwan has mobilised 5 search teams from all security agencies in the district, comprising 150 plus police persons, to launch search for the two policemen and the van which have gone missing. Two police personnel have died while two others went missing as a van carrying them were buried in the landslide in Kalikhola at Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6 along Narangarh Mungling Road section in Chitwan. On Friday morning, the search teams have employed 2 trained dogs for the same. The dead bodies of Sub-Inspector of Police Nishal Kumar Tamang and Police Constable Deepak Kumar Maske, however, were recovered during the search operation. Well, now bringing to you some facts on election candidates for the second phase of local election. A total of 51 senior citizens have already celebrated their 80th birthday. Among them, 3 non-Asianarians have filed their candidacies for different posts for the second phase of local level election taking place in 35 districts of 3 provinces, number 1, 5 and 7 on coming Wednesday, which is Tuesday the 20th. Among the senior candidates, 3 are the municipality mural candidates, who are 2 of them are chief of rural municipality, 16 for ward chair, and the candidates of remaining 29 are for ward members under different categories. As age is never a barrier for chasing one's dream, 3 electoral candidates are on the eve of celebrating their 100th birthday, which is a rare opportunity for an average Nepali. Similarly, 88 candidates are in their early 20s. A total of 88 candidates of 21 years have filed their nomination to contest in the second phase of local level election. There are 17,510 candidates belonging between 21 to 37 years age group contesting the upcoming election and 34,756 belonging to 38 to 60 age group. Similarly, the number of contenders from 61 to 79 age group stands at 5,691 who are contesting election for various positions in the local units. The polling station at Himali Rural Municipality 3 in Bajra district records the lowest number of voters at 30 who will cast their ballot in the upcoming election. The Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has said that the implementation of constitution would be possible only through the success of three-level election. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Press Union in Kanchanpur, Prime Minister Dewa said constitution will get a full shape among conduction of election at local, provincial and central level. He further stated that discussions will be held with CPN-UML and other disgruntled parties after local level election in a bid to search for a common ground for constitutional amendment. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Vijay Kumar Gachchadar has said constitution should be implemented with broader acceptability. Gachchadar had said this while speaking to media persons in Morang on Saturday. He further added the ruling parties and the opposition sides should force agreement for amendment of constitution, expressing the belief that the leaders, cadres and people loyal to Rashtriya Janata Party would vote in second round of election. Meanwhile, CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the involvement of Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal's in the local level election is positive, although they have filed candidacies as independent candidates. Talking to media persons in Biratnagar Saturday, Chairman Oli termed the move as positive one, urging all to shun the politics of ostracizing. UML Chair Oli requested Rashtriya Janata Party to come to the democratic line, correcting the past mistake that has left them to be a part of election candidates as independent candidates. On that note, we're taking a quick break here. We'll get back to you with updates from international arena. Stay tuned with us.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिले सम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयामा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयामा त 850 MB साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयामा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरु बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् एस्ट्रिक 1415
आमा ढोक गरे
भाग्यमानी भए बाबु
कस्तो छ हजुरलाई
मलाई सन्चै छ
छोरीलाई कस्तो भयो आमा
सर सापट गरेर भए पनि जिन्दिन उपचार गरियो अहिले राम्रै छ
चिन्ता नगर्नुहोस् आमा म यताबाट पैसा पठाउँछु अनि त्यही पैसाले तपाईँले तिरन तारन चलाउनु होला 2500 रुपियाँ चाहिँ बचाएर राख्नु होला है
किन नि बाबु
मैले सुनेको अहिले हाम्रो गाउँ घरतिर सरकारले स्वास्थ्य बिमा सुरु गरेको छ रे
यो त गाउँ घरतिर पनि स्वास्थ्य बिमाको निकै चर्चा चलेको छ यो कस्तो हो बाबु
यो त निकै राम्रो छ नि आमा
बिरामी परेन भने त 2500 त्यसै जान्छ नि बाबु
त्यस्तो होइन आमा कहिले बिरामी परिन्छ केही ठेगान नै हुँदैन यदि बिरामी परिहाल्यो भने यही स्वास्थ्य बिमा मार्फत उपचार सेवा लिन पाइयो नि
त्यसो भएपछि त्यहाँ तपाईँलाई पनि ढुक्क
अनि यहाँ तपाईँको छोरालाई पनि ढुक्क
त्यसो भए आज हामी स्वास्थ्य बिमा गर्छौँ तिमी पनि आफ्नो ख्याल राख्नु है बाबु
नेपाल सरकार सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा विकास समिति टेकु काठमाडौँ
Hello again, you're listening to Radio Nepal. I'm Archana Gurung joining you from the studio with News at 8. It's time for us to check international updates. Let us begin with Qatar-Arab tension. Qatar has dismissed a 13-point list of demands from Arab states as an attempt to curb the gas-rich Gulf states' sovereignty that has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. Qatar has been given 10 days to comply with a list that includes paying reparations and shutting down Al Jazeera, Doha's flagship satellite television network. It also insists that Qatar curb its relation with Iran, close a Turkish military base and halt military cooperation with Ankara. Qatar government spokesperson Sheikh Shaif Al Thani has said that it was about to limit Qatar's sovereignty and outsourcing foreign policy. He said Qatar will review the document out of respect to the brothers in Kuwait. Quote unquote, the Gulf nation mediation between the feuding parties. The list was delivered nearly 3 weeks after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Egypt served diplomatic relations with Doha and cut land, sea and air links to the country, alleging its sponsors terrorism charges long denied by Qatar. It also calls for Qatar to hand over the terrorist base there, as well as to end contact with opposition groups in four countries leading the embargo. On to neighboring China now, bodies of 15 people have been recovered after a landslide in Sichuan province in southwestern China that left more than 120 people missing. According to the state media, about 40 homes were destroyed in Xinmo village in Maoxing County after the side of a mountain collapsed at about 6 local time Friday. Rescue teams are frantically searching for the survivors trapped beneath the rocks, dislodged by heavy rainfall. Chinese President Xi Jinping urged rescuers to spare no effort. On to US now. The US President Donald Trump on Saturday called out Obama administration officials for not taking stronger actions against Russia meddling in the 2016 election, contradicting his past statements and suggesting without proof that they were trying to help Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, rather. His tweets came after the Washington Post revealed Friday that Obama White House had received reports as early as August 2016 regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's direct involvement in the cyber campaign with instructions to defeat or damage Clinton and help to elect Trump. Trump has long disputed that the Russians interfered with the election, calling it, quote-unquote, all a big Dem hoax just this week. But on Friday evening, Trump demanded to know why Obama had not done more to stop the meddling. And now time first to check the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy in the eastern and western regions, along with central hilly regions, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at many places of the eastern region and some places of central and western regions. And Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature 31.2 degrees Celsius, minimum 19.2 degrees, relative humidity 98%. And before winding up, a quick reminder of headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa says three-level elections are a must for constitution implementation. UML Chair KP Sharma Oli welcomes independent candidacies by Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal leaders, terming the move as positive. And Qatar casts aside list of demands by Arab states. Well, on that note, we are wrapping up this bulletin. We'll be back to you with another bulletin at 2 p.m. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Have a good time.